This is a Podfic recording of Long Distance Call by Helen78. The fandom is due south, the rating's explicit, and the pairing is Fraser Kowalski. The summary is, the fact that Fraser has to climb a 50-foot telephone pole has no bearing on whether or not Ray can jerk off while they're talking. Long Distance Call.
You what? Really? You want me to?
Ray shakes his head hard, real hard, because he cannot believe what he just heard.
Fraser, not to look a gift mountie in the mouth, but where are you?
I'm at the top of a telephone pole, well over 50 feet away from the nearest soul who can hear me,
Fraser says calmly.
And I won't be back for 2 weeks. And I have no intention of going that long without making you come for me at least once.
Ray shivers all over because, oh shit, Fraser could do that. Yeah. Fraser has this great low, deep voice, and when he's really trying, he can growl, and he can sound all threatening and dominant, and he can probably, if he wants, make Ray come in his pants.
But this is dedication here. This is Fraser away from home, on what Fraser thinks is a vacation, but is really just a Mountie version of a business trip. In a place where he doesn't get a room to himself, where he can't whack off unless he wants his cum to fly 50 feet and maybe hit some poor innocent park ranger on the head. Just to hear what it sounds like when Ray completely fucking loses it for him.
You are so fucking hot, you know that? Ray says. But he's already got the phone smashed between ear and shoulder, and he's pushing his pants down to his knees.
I believe I was about to tell you that,
Fraser says. The line's got some static. There's some crinkle and some crackle, but he's clear enough for Ray to know that Fraser's starting to use the sexy voice. The really, really sexy voice. And oh man, Ray's cock is right there, totally in favour of that idea.
I was also about to tell you to get your pants down. Are they down, Ray?
Yeah, Fraser, they're down, Ray says. He glances down at his dick and wonders if he'd get in trouble for giving it a squeeze. Just a little one, just to take the edge off. Ah, that's the stuff.
Did I tell you you could touch yourself?
Huh? Shit. Busted. You don't want me to do that yet?
I want you to lick your palm, like I'd do if I were there.
Fuck, Ray groans. He puts his palm to his mouth and thinks, like Fraser would do. Well, that's a totally different thing from how Ray would do it, because if it's just Ray, he's just going to get his palm slick and get down to business. But with Fraser, it's a whole thing. Fraser likes to sniff. Fraser likes to inhale nice and deep. Get a whiff of Ray's sweat. Or if Ray's been touching himself, Ray's man sweat, the deep musky scent of his cock and balls after they've been cooped up in his boxer briefs all day. He takes a deep breath and it just makes him miss Fraser, because Fraser's man sweat is a totally different bundle of wax. Wax, get it? Wax, as in off. You could have been a comedian, Kowalski. But he knows what Fraser would do next if he were here. He'd lick, big and broad and flat with his tongue all over Ray's palm. And he'd lick into the spaces between Ray's fingers too, driving Ray crazy with the tip of his tongue. This isn't as good as it would be with Fraser, but it ain't half bad. He moans a little as the tip of his tongue works into the webs between his fingers. That's kind of good, kind of hot, kind of... Why doesn't he do this part when he beats off by himself? He should think about it. He really, really should.
Oh, good,
Fraser says, and he's almost purring, like some big tough cat with 3-inch claws and bright yellow eyes.
You really are getting into the spirit of this, aren't you?
How about getting me into the flesh? Ray shoots back. Fraser laughs, and Ray grins, best sound he's heard all day, including the growl. He loves the way Fraser laughs.
All right, Ray, go ahead, slowly, and I want to hear you.
This is the part that always feels fake over the phone. Ray doesn't make a lot of sound that he knows of when he's jerking off. There's the fap 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 of his hand on his dick, yeah, but this is actually kind of... And Fraser's out there, up a fucking telephone pole, hard in his jeans and getting harder every minute. Yeah, okay, fuck, that could be. That'd be hot. Yeah, it'd be something, really something.
Nice, Fraser murmurs.
So, okay, maybe Ray's making more noise than he thought. Maybe he always does. Maybe Fraser's hearing is just so damn acute that he can hear Ray moaning even through this crappy connection. Maybe he doesn't even really need the phone. Maybe he could zero in on Ray all the way from Inuvik. Nice. Yeah, Ray agrees. And yeah, he's panting now. He's panting because it's Fraser, and Fraser wants him doing this. You want to let me speed it up some?
Oh, I think I could do that, yes,
Fraser agrees.
Why don't you go a little faster, Ray?
Faster's good, faster's great. And Ray just keeps going and going, speeding up further and further. Hey, Fraser didn't tell him to stop speeding up, right? But then, shit, he's close, getting closer and closer, and Fraser didn't say he could come, either. And oh, fuck, he's gonna die. He's gonna die right here with the phone tucked up against his shoulder and his pants around his ankles. Fraser, Ben. Fraser groans out loud, and Ray can just picture it. Fraser up at the top of that pole, not able to touch himself, not able to do anything but close his eyes for a very brief moment and think about Ray. So close he's losing it. So close he's got himself down to words of one syllable, which includes calling Fraser by his first name.
Go on, Ray,
Fraser growls.
Come for me.
And Ray is nothing if not an overachiever in this department, so he comes loud and raucous like he's trying to wake the neighbours, comes streaking past his fingers and... Ugh! He'll clean that up later. Doesn't matter. Good, good, so fucking good when it's with Fraser. Even if it's just Fraser's voice in his ear, even if Fraser's too fucking far away, in the ice and snow and cold and sun. And Ray collapses back into his sofa, panting out Fraser's name over and over.
You have no idea what you sound like when you say Ben, do you?
Fraser murmurs.
God, I miss you.
Miss you too, Ray gasps. He takes a deep breath and lets it out in a soft whoosh. I'm gonna make this up to you when you come home.
Yes, you are,
Fraser says. And oh, fuck, he's growling again. Ray grins.
You're gonna make it up until we can't anymore.
I'm down with that. I am so down with that. I'm on the floor. I'm so down with that, Ray says. He's feeling fuzzy from the orgasm, and he's just starting to get sleepy. A nap sounds great, if he could just get his clothes the rest of the way off.
Well, we can always start there,
Fraser says, and Ray can tell he's grinning too.
Are you going to nap?
Thought I might.
I wish I were there. I like it when you come so hard you have to nap on me.
Like it too, Ray agrees wholeheartedly. Come home soon, Fraser.
2 more weeks. We'll manage. I'll be thinking of you.
Me too. There's not much else to say after that, so Ray lets Fraser go. He shucks his jeans, his shorts, the rest of what he was wearing, and he grabs some paper towels so he can wipe the cum off the floor and the coffee table and... Well, those magazines were a lost cause anyway. He sinks into the couch and closes his eyes. It's really not the same without Fraser here. But Fraser's gonna be back soon enough. Ray can't wait. The end. You can find this story and others by the author at archiveofourown.org/users /Helens78.